A week ago, I was at the e-assessment conference up in Dundee, and one of the sessions I saw was by a chap called John Hilton, a medical student, who was using interactive fiction as a means to provide case studies, in effect, where in medicine you're often asked, as an assessment process, to work your way through a particular case, what you would do in certain circumstances. And he thought that interactive fiction lent itself to that, and he showed us a tool called Inform 7. And I thought, maybe that's got use in our context in school. However, I found Inform 7 almost impenetrable for me as a reader. I wasn't quite sure how it worked and what to do, but maybe I didn't spend long enough at it. And I also didn't find it particularly easy when I started to look at how you use it as an editor. But in so doing, I came across something called InkleWriter. And that's an online tool used for producing interactive fiction, or interactive stories. Interactive stories are the ones where you get a paragraph of text, and then you have a choice to make as a reader. And making different choices opens different aspects of a story and takes you in different directions. So I thought that could be potentially quite useful in school. Maybe in PSHE, for you've got a character who's got faced with certain choices, and as the reader of those things, you could get students to create the outcomes of the particular choices which you made. So you might be discussing something particularly difficult. So this is potentially a really useful tool for students. And I also found it fairly easy to use. It's just a simple online text editor, and it looks like a series of sticky notes, in effect, one after the other. And you see these as a reader, and you make choices, and the story unfolds as you go along. As an editor, it's very easy to use too. You simply type your story, and then when you come to a point where you want the reader to make a choice, you put in different options, and then write each branch of the story differently, and see how it unfolds. At any point, you can click on a button and see it as the reader would see it, and then go back to the write or edit mode. You can see your contents at the click of a button, so everything that's been written for your whole interactive story. And that's particularly useful if you want to put in links back to different sections. You may want branches of your story to come together again, so that's useful for that. And also at any point, you can click on map. So you see like a diagrammatic version of your story. But hidden within there are also lots of other options, like writing if statements. And so this may be useful for computing too, and programming.